Hello, welcome to The Worst Idea of All Time with myself, Guy Montgomery.
And me, Tim Batt.
I felt like you were going to say Lamborn for a second there.
I forgot my own last name. Sometimes it's hard even for me to tell which one I am.
We're joining you on a reasonably cool Monday evening, the Monday of Queen's birthday. I hope you've had a fantastic long weekend. We have a small glass of red wine each.
And a happy birthday to you, Lizzie. 88 in June.
Oh, yeah.
Well, 89 in June. She's 88 now.
There was a fire for a little bit. Tim, you made some crumble.
A controlled fire.
It wasn't just some fire
that happened. It was in a fireplace.
Some crumble.
Yeah, I made apple crumble. Did you like it?
It went down well. I was worried. I had one mouth, but it was too hot, and I couldn't get all the flavours in my mouth.
I know.
And then after that, I was worried that you might have made a shit crumble, and then I was going to have to awkwardly get through it and be like, oh, it's really great.
You can tell me
but
if it's
a shit
crumble.
But then I kept eating. It was delicious. You did a really good job.
But we've gone through so much together. You can tell me if I make a terrible crumble, man.
I know. Look, just right off the bat, something I would like to share. We got a lovely message today on the Facebook page from a man named...
One moment, because you always have me up about this. This is the Worst Idea of All Time podcast, a podcast in which myself and Guy Montgomery watch the movie Grown Ups 2 every week for a year. This is episode 16, which means we've been watching the movie for 4 months.
Wow.
Is that right?
That is correct. And it was a quick turnaround this week. Our schedules have been clashing, so we watched last week's one on a Thursday. It's a Monday. There's not much time in between to replenish.
No, sir.
And your bloody TV's, some guy's giving an old Oscar speech.
It's flicked on to the next thing that's on the... let's not talk too much about the medium through which we're watching the film.
That was cool. You did that on your phone.
Yeah, it's got a
anyway. Anyway, so we got a comment today. Rowan Strang. Hello, Rowan. Yesterday I listened to every episode for the first time. Now I'm madly in love with the podcast. I've hated Grown Ups 2 since it bested Pacific Rim at the box office and derailed any chances of a sequel.
Oh my God.
However, now I'm starting to love the film. I'm tentative to watch it, but I think I might wait until I've heard the 52nd episode. Keep up the good work. Rowan, this is the sort of message that we increasingly need week to week.
Yeah, man. Especially this week. This week more than most.
That was really good from Raoul. Thank you, Rowan.
Thanks, Rowan.
Any other messages of support or... opinions or discussion ideas, obviously you can get them through to us at the Facebook page.
Because we need it.
We do. And also actually a big shout out to Sophie Dawson, who promised me $5 if I gave her a shout out. So this is the first money-making venture we've had in the podcast.
We've got a sponsor. High five. It's our first sponsor. We're following the path. We're like Grown Ups too now.
That is correct.
We're doing it for a paycheck.
Anyway, now... into the movie. Tim, this is a no-nonsense, no-frills approach to the watch. We just came in here, you know, both reasonably well-rested from the long weekend, sat down, strapped ourselves in for a bit of Grown Ups 2. How did you find the movie today?
Oh, yeah. You know what I like to do with my long weekend? Light a fire, get that apple crumble out of the oven, pour myself a glass of red, and chuck on Grown Ups 2. And let me tell you something, Guy. Horrible decision.
I
fucking hate this movie.
Three of those four things are a formula for a lovely night in.
God damn it.
Your lovely girlfriend. But instead you have your surrogate girlfriend.
You.
And the glue in our relationship. I mean, what did you take anything from it? Did you?
Oh, man. Nah.
We both, at the end of it, we were both worried we wouldn't have anything to talk about.
I'm just, like, sometimes I can kind of appreciate the absurdity of the project. Our project, not the project of the film that they made, but not this week. This week I was just pissed off again that we had to watch it.
What were you pissed off about? Tell me all the times you felt pissed off.
Well, it probably started with the deer. I'm okay with the terrific at the start, but that's just the production film insert. But pretty much everything after that point is downhill for me.
Did you laugh? You had a few laugh points tonight, I think.
Yeah, I liked my flatmate Nick was here and he had a few genuine belly laughs and I was like, oh, that's right, I remember a time when some of this was good. John Lovitz, he'll never get old. The day that he gets old, that's when we've watched it too many times. Some would say that we've already watched it too many times. I would argue no, not until John Lovitz stops being funny to me.
He's become less consistently funny.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For me, there is real value in having fresh eyes on the movie in the room. That's what I find that enlivens the viewing experience for me. I've said it before, I'll say it again, because then you get to consider the movie through virgin eyes.
Because you've got such a strong sense of empathy, Guy, as a person. So you take on the energy. You're like Rogue in X-Men, which is a movie I did see the other day, and shit, it was good, especially when you compare it to this movie I have to see every week.
Well, do you ever worry?
Did you see X-Men yet?
I'm not going to.
Real good.
It's not really
man.
My cup of tea.
It's
but
good.
Do you worry that your ability to measure and judge other movies has been negatively impacted by, like, you've lost perspective?
Hey, that's a great question. I'm glad you've brought that up, because I've always been a fan of reasonably shit films. Like, some of my favourite movies, I can completely admit that they're terrible.
Give us examples.
Van Wilder, Party Liaison.
Yeah?
Love it.
How many times have you watched it?
Probably 20.
That's
I would
a lot.
Say
that's a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe
15. Somewhere between 10 and 20. And I reckon closer to 20.
When's the last time you watched it?
Fucking ages ago. Way too long ago. Like 3 years maybe.
There you go.
3 years ago.
You've aged a lot since then.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would have aged well.
Oh, the film.
Yeah, but
it was bad to. Thank you. It was bad to begin with. Like it's bad. It's very bad. It's a bad movie. But Ryan Reynolds is so undeniably charming. But that's what this movie lacks, a main character that you can get on board with. You can get on board with Peter Dante, the co-policeman.
You can get on board
Shaquille
with
O'Neal.
a lot of the periphery characters.
Yeah, Peter Dante's great, man. Love Peter Dante.
So do you think this is a fundamental flaw in the film? I think this is one of the few angles we haven't explored yet, is that the split protagonists, it is essentially four leads, isn't it?
Yeah.
Four male leads, four friends.
We'll go through the problems with everyone. Adam Sandler, unlikable, and you know that he wrote the film, so you know that he's responsible for this hot mess, and it doesn't make any sense. So immediately you kind of project that onto the character.
A hot mess for me has positive connotations. A hot mess is like... Like a hot mess for me is like something which is, it's rough around the edges, but you can see there's a fire burning within it, which is sort of
I use it that way too, but I just use it indiscriminately, so you just get on board.
Okay.
Kevin James is, his character, Lamontov,
deplorable.
Is just, yeah.
Outright deplorable.
That is the right word for him. Now we got Chris Rock, who just decided not to act in this film. He was just like,
meh,
I'll take the paycheck, I'll turn up, but... I'd rather not do the work if it's all the same. And it turns out it is all the same because you didn't act and you still got paid.
That's right. We even spotted one thing we hadn't seen before. Oh, God. Give such specific details to a movie which I'm pretty sure 90% of our listeners haven't seen.
I hear.
There's one scene where there's like really heavily dubbed laughter, post-production laughter happening, and you watch Chris, it's just Chris Rock's back. And Chris Rock isn't even moving. He's not even vibrating a little bit.
Definitely not him.
He didn't
laughing.
Even have to sell the laugh with his face, just his body, like... If you look at me now, Tim, I've got my back to you.
Yeah, yeah.
I could.
Yeah, so you could be like, you're not
well
laughing, but you look like you could be.
Chris
but
Rock.
Look at me right now.
You couldn't be laughing. You're just still.
Yeah.
That's Chris Rock. And then David Spade, who we all agreed tonight, is just a likable guy.
Oh, yeah. We love Higgins. But I guess we like Higgins, definitely not the main character.
Yeah, well, to return to my original question, is that a bit of banana? Is
get that on your boy?
Do you think that this movie, if they picked out, no, look,
I want to tell you a fact though about bananas. Do you know they're the most radioactive fruit?
No, I didn't know that.
It's true.
I'm really stumbling into some great stuff here, and you're bloody throwing banana chips.
Bananas are
banana
so
facts.
Radioactive that when they're taking banana trucks across the border from Mexico to America, they trip up the like radiation alarms. When they have a whole truck of them in together?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Do you eat bananas?
Yep. I'm into them, bro.
You told me, you think I ate too many bananas
tonight.
Yeah,
I said they give you cancer. They just, won't give you
cancer.
That
was a scare tactic, wasn't
it? Yeah, totally. But that is true that they're the most radioactive.
The question I was trying to posit to him is, do you think this movie could work if they picked one of those four lead characters and chose to make them a genuine focal point in the movie? So we followed their day and the others were more on the periphery. Or do you think this movie is just so just inherently bad?
Wouldn't you agree that they did? Like, they tried that with Adam Sandler and it was just a swing and a miss?
No, because we're not sitting here saying he's definitely the protagonist. He got the most screen time, but he's not a protagonist.
Yeah.
I think I'm just theorising here. I reckon it's all shit.
So you think it's too much of a split? Well, there's a lot of things wrong with the film. I think you can all, even those of you listening who have never seen the movie, we can all agree there's a lot wrong with it. But your main gripe is that there's no central thread.
No, it's not even a main gripe. I was just trying to sort of...
Here's what I have to say
about
that. Stoke
the conversational fire.
I do think that Adam Sandler is the main protagonist in this film. We start with him, we end with him, we explore his family the most. We go through the struggles of his relationship with his wife.
When Adam Sandler, they're having a dinner. I think I've stuck up for him in this one speech before. They're about to have dinner.
Mm.
It's him and it's just after he's broken his son's leg and they're all sitting around the table. And he does, he says one mean thing to Selma Hayek, but otherwise it's quite a heartfelt and like reasonably pleasant little sort of...
Do you know what it is?
Let's be grateful for each other in this meal.
He's saying grace, but he's doing it in a way that won't offend atheists so that the movie can be sold to everyone. Because Christians watching this film will go, oh, he's saying grace before they eat their meal. But he never actually mentions God, so it's like a pseudo-religious ceremony before they tuck in.
It's rubbish.
No, it's not, because in America, they're all about, they love their God. Especially the Midwest, where this movie would have been like targeted to, that beltway, you know?
You reckon this movie was targeted at the Midwest?
Yeah.
Specifically?
Well, just like, you know, that type of middle American
nothing
family.
Nothing to do.
Yeah. Let's go to the Cineplex and watch the latest Adam Sandler movie that
does sound like a real situation.
Shoving down our throat.
That sounds like a real thing.
And so, like, when they will say, and also that mention of the troops that's ham-fistedly thrown in at the end. It's all these little checkpoints that people go, oh, yeah, that relates to my cultural values.
It's an American movie.
Yeah.
A few American flags in there.
Yeah.
But what I like, basketball hero.
What I like is that I reckon they've suggested that the teacher, the English teacher, do we know what subject he teaches?
Nah.
The hippie one. I reckon he sounds like he was a real draft dodger back in the day. Like he's old enough that he could have gone to NAM, but he fucked off. I've invented backstories for everyone at this point. I got bored.
Yeah, you got to do it.
Yep. Do you have a shining light this week, bro?
Shining light.
Kind of struggling.
Shining light.
I was struggling. The Shining Light is the bit of the film that we experienced on this watch, which we liked.
Summer is here, man. Probably summer is here, man. Look, I don't have
that's
one. I'm
line.
Just throwing something
line.
Out there. Same teacher we were just talking about, Tim's draft dodger. Big physical gag. It resonated with me the most that it has so far, because you kept calling that big David Spade spinning through the town on a wheel gag Simpsons-esque. And yeah. I thought it was vaguely Simpsons-esque, but it wasn't until you actually went to trouble of highlight, because I'm always just sort of brain dead through the whole experience.
Yeah.
You highlighted that it's because it checks off every character, much like the opening Simpsons.
Like couch gags. No, don't skip over it, because these people haven't heard what we were talking about.
These people listen to all the podcasts.
No, but I mean like they didn't hear us in the room an hour ago when
well,
I mentioned
and whose fault is that, Tim?
What I was saying is, there's a scene where Higgins gets in a tyre when they're supposed to be at work in the garage, in Lemonsoft's garage, and he's supposed to be caught by Adam Sandler, but Adam Sandler takes a phone call, and so he rides through the whole town inside a tyre. And it was probably my favourite bit of the film this week. It's my shining light. And it's Simpsons-esque because, as you say, every character's there, and it's just got such a pace to it, and there's so many little like physical gags.
Do you think if you pulled out, if you could pull out any just segment of the movie and you had to show it to someone to try and say, please watch this movie. So you just get to, you pull out one bit from the movie, one cohesive bit as a whole, and you say, look, I know it got a bad rap and I know I've said some bad things about it before, but you might like it. What bit would you pull out and show someone?
The ballet scene.
What?
I'd be trying to warn them in disguise to not see it.
I see. So you'd be doing
like someone's got a gun to my head.
I don't want you to be honourable.
You want me to honestly trick someone?
I want you to trick someone.
Okay.
Because for me,
yes,
It would just be the gym teacher saying, "Who wants to watch me climb a rope?"
It was like 3 seconds.
Well, I know. We don't have a lot to work with here, Tim. But but if you showed that to anyone, that is a standalone funny, that's just good comedy. And now all you can think about is how right I am and how no other part of the movie.
Well, I was trying to think of the ice cream scene, but cut it off before he starts looking like he's crapping into the ice cream sundae machine. But
so what, just the lead-in when Adam Sandler yells at his kid?
Yeah, I know. See, there's problems with everything. Maybe the car wash scene, because it's got Andy Samberg in it, who I like.
I see.
Maybe that.
But you could take a little bit of that, all of the characters, and be like, show it to someone, and they'd be like, I wonder if this will be good.
How's your week been anyway, Guy?
Yeah, good, mate. I had a lovely long weekend in Rotorua.
How's Rotorua?
I don't know if I've ever been there. It's really cool. The sulfur is really strong,
mm-hmm.
but you sort of acclimatize very quickly, and so it's no longer a smell that you notice. I had a really cool time. We went out for a kayak, found some sort of natural hot pools.
Cool.
You dig into the rocks, and it gets hotter the further down you go.
Wow.
Yeah, it was
cool. That's awesome. That sounds real cool.
It was great.
What a juxtaposition for this film.
Mate.
You were in God's half zone moments ago.
I drove back in a van today.
Yeah.
We almost got killed in the van.
Oh, tell me that story.
The guy driving it was just mindlessly checking this. We were already sort of touch and go.
Energy-wise, we'll say.
I was going to say in terms of legality, because there's no seats in the back of the van. There's just sort of a big bed set up. And there were five of us back there, five men.
Okay.
Big, bulky men. You've seen me with my shirt off. And then in the front seat, there was Charlotte, the lovely Charlotte, whose van it is, and Johnny, who was driving the van because Charlotte was tired. And Johnny looked at his phone, and then we were all just sort of looking around, talking to each other, having a whale of a time back there. And suddenly we're in like a 30-meter skid. Like, we just hear Charlotte go, "Johnny!" And then we're in a 30-meter skid.
Whoa!
And then we look up, and it's just the reeks of burnt rubber, and there's this huge backlog of traffic. And we're outside of, so here's this lane, there's two lanes.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're on the outside, in between the fucking lane and the grass.
Okay.
It was full on adrenaline rush, man.
Wait, so what had happened? Had Johnny turned out?
He looked at his phone like a fuckwit.
Oh, listen. If you take one thing away from the podcast,
don't text and drive, for the love of God. And then anyway, so I sat in this van for 5 hours, just tangled up in men, and there was only a half-hour turnaround between arriving in Auckland and coming around to your place and watching the film. But you were lovely tonight. Oh. You did the crumble, the wine, the fire. You really picked me up.
Oh, that's good, man. I'm glad I could be here for you.
How was your long weekend?
It was really lovely, man. I started off Friday with a hiss and a roar. I got drunker than I've been in quite some time. And people tried to... I think people were getting a bit worried about me because I was dancing. And people were like, "Tim's out of control."
not a natural mover.
It's been a roller coaster of a couple of days this long weekend because I bought a knife and then I lost it really quickly. But then I was talking about it on the radio show that I do on a Saturday morning, and someone texted me going, no, it's here, mate. It's at home. You left it at home. I was like, oh, sweet. So I was real stoked.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. and they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Why did you buy a knife?
A dairy shut down on Queen Street that's been there for 24 years, and I like to support local business, so I bought a knife from them. It's a cool knife, though. Have
weird,
you seen
bro.
It?
I don't want you. To, I don't. Right, I don't yeah. like the idea of you
Check
being a knife guy.
That's the knife.
What are you going to do with that?
I don't know, man. Just carry it around. I'm going to be a knife
guy
now.
Not how good things happen.
It's good,
they don't start by just buying a cut price knife.
Real careful,
don't
though.
Do that.
Do that. Just run your thumb across it. You'll see how sharp it is.
This is not a visual podcast, mate. This is no good to us or the listener.
It's not a switch.
We agreed to do a top three this week, Tim.
Yeah, man.
Top three
knives.
Top
in the film.
Three pieces of product placement in the film.
Do you want to start? Do you want to take one, three and one or two?
Well, I think we all have to agree that number one is Kmart.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way around it.
Oh, yeah.
And then I actually quite liked Tropicana's product placement.
Oh, nice.
Supermarket scenes.
Good
just
scene.
A whole row of juice just sitting down in the bottom left of shot.
There's some good lines in that
It
scene.
Made me thirsty for juice. I mean, that's what the product placement's there to do. It's there to advertise the product.
As a big tech geek guy, big nerd, I like the fact that Sony Vaio is so prominent in the film because that's a brand that doesn't exist anymore. It was the label that Sony put on their computer line. They called them Vaio, but they stopped making them last year. So
not a good product.
RIP.
Not a good product.
No, they're a fine product. Just Sony decided to not market them as Vaio anymore. So now they're just called Sony computers, Sony laptops. Or maybe they stopped making computers. Can't remember. But at any rate, Vaio, the brand, is gone, but it's in the film. So it's like captured in time. So that's number two for me.
So boring.
It's in there.
Such a weird thing to know.
It's in there.
Listen to you. You're ranting about former computer. Put your knife away.
You want to go back to the knife?
Oh, man. I don't know. We must be close to 20. I reckon let's hit it and quit it.
Nah, bro. There's more juice in this grape.
What do you got? You have to provide it because I'm saying let's get out of here.
The thing about the film is you shouldn't watch it. And I know we say this every week, but some people, they want to defy us. And it was on Sky Movies.
Sky Movies works in cycles. I think there's going to be a lot of opportunities to watch it. If it works with our schedules, you had a great idea, Tim. Twitter party,
yeah.
If we can figure out an appropriate time, we'll advertise it on the Facebook that it's playing on the Sky Movies. It'd be quite good to do a week screening and see if anyone else is free. And we could get everyone on Twitter.
Yeah, I'd be into that. I'd be big into that. Because the thing is, I'm really unhappy about the film and the fact that we have to watch it so many times. So we need a little fuel from you guys. I need to borrow from your energy. We love it when you... Please, if you do listen to the podcast, jump on that Facebook. And if you haven't liked it, go and like it. And if you haven't commented, leave a little comment or something.
You sound too desperate.
I know I do, I need
something. We're meant to be coy. We're the cool guys sitting in your lounge.
I'm not cool.
Real close together on a couch.
There's nothing cool about it.
Three pillows and a blanket muffling our microphone.
The only cool thing about it is this knife.
Okay. I'm going to call it. I'm going to say that's enough for this week. Hey, thank you so much for listening. I've been Guy Montgomery.
I've been Tim Batt.
And we'll see you next week for number 17.
This is the knife saying bye.
That really worked.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.